currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Scott Mullen at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Scott.
I'm Scott Mullet, and let me be the first to welcome you to another edition of Currently Kirkland, the show of show featuring the latest in what's happening in our town. Let me start the show by asking this. Are you really good at something and love spending time on it, but not so good at another thing and loathe spending time on it? Perhaps you're a cook and have plenty of home-baked casseroles and apple pies sitting around, but sadly, all your plants in the front yard have died from neglect or drowned from overwatering. Maybe you're a gardener with immaculate landscaping around your house, but your dinner table is stacked to the ceiling with takeout boxes, not a pot or a pan in sight. Now, solving this time and talent dilemma is the subject of the Eastside Time Bank's mission. For our cook, you can earn time by doing what you love and what you know. And when you need help with your gardening, you can use the time that you've earned cooking to purchase a gardener's time for gardening. In the Eastside Time Bank, all time is equal, no matter what you do or what you want done for you. An hour of legal advice is worth an hour of landscaping. An hour of marriage counseling is equal to an hour of cooking. I'm not sure an hour of hosting Currently Kirkland is worth much, but I can give it a shot. The Time Bank idea, founders say, sparked in 2008 as a way to endure the recession. The group started 20 months ago with just 4 members. Since then, it has grown to 95 members. The Eastside Time Bank is hosting a potluck starting at 6:30 on August 11th at the Physio Lab Cafe in Redmond. The nonprofit hosts potlucks for its existing members and prospective ones on the second Thursday of every month. To learn more about the Eastside Time Bank, visit eastsidetimebank.org. One of Puget Sound's most common toxins is fluffy white and clean. It means well, and it hangs out near almost every sink across the nation. Any guesses? The poison is soap, even the environmentally friendly kind. Everything's fine and dandy when it drains through the house's plumbing because the soap residue then flows into a wastewater treatment facility. However, when it drains through the city's storm grates, it flows directly into a local creek or Lake Washington and eventually into Puget Sound. These suds damage the gills of fish, possibly suffocating them or making them more susceptible to other pollutants. Some of the most concentrated sources of soapy wash water are car wash fundraisers. To combat this problem, the city of Kirkland has made available kits that capture the wash water in storm drains and then pump it back into a sanitary sewer or a grassy area. The kits are free to use and require minimal setup. To reserve one, call Betsy Adams at 425-587-3858. Soapy wash water, however, isn't the only substance that sneaks into our waterways through storm drains. Aside from soap, motor oil and pesticides have also been found in local water bodies. To remind people of how directly pollutants can flow from storm drains into creeks and lakes, Public Works is working with volunteers to glue 2,500 decals near storm drains. The city has already glued them to 500 of the city's drains. Now, before Kirkland stretched its boundaries to include the Finn Hill, North Juanita, and Kingsgate neighborhoods, our city was a standard-sized suburb. Overnight, however, Kirkland transformed into the state's 8th largest city. Much of the credit for the sudden growth belongs to the Finn Hill neighborhood, the city's largest in terms of population and land area. Size, however, is not what distinguishes Finn Hill from the rest of Kirkland's 14 neighborhoods. What makes Finn Hill unique is its open space. Finn Hill stretches across 2,600 acres, and much of that is open space. To explore some of Kirkland's hinterlands, Christian Knight met up with Finn Hill's neighborhood representative, Jeff Hirth.
This is part of Big Finn Hill Park. We're just on the other side of Juanita Drive. The people that think of Big Finn Hill Park, they usually think of where the ball fields are located. Across the street.
Right.
But this is technically Big Finn Hill Park also. The parks are really the primary asset of Finn Hill, I think. Mm-hmm. You've got three different jurisdictions involved, the city, the county, and the state. And the state owns St. Edward's State Park, just north of here. You got Big Fin Hill Park, which is a county facility. Mm-hmm. And then you've got O.O. Denny Park down in Lake Washington, and that is actually managed by the residents here who tax themselves to maintain O.O. Denny Park, mm-hmm. which is technically owned by the city of Seattle. So you got parks on top of parks mm-hmm. around here. A lot of green space. It's been called the greenest area along Lake Washington. And we look to take care of that because I think a lot of people who live up here, they choose to live here because of the greenery. I do a lot of walking with the dog through here. But we don't have a lot of sidewalks in this area. And so it's a nice safe area to come in here with the dog.
This looks like a great place to come.
But, they'll come right down the hill here and go right over the jumps.
I'm just imagining my 5-year-old daughter riding around on this stuff.
Really?
I think she'd have fun, actually.
It's oh, fun, yeah, yeah. No, I see a lot of kids in here. I see adults and kids. I mean, grown-up kids and young kids. They love it.
So that's what I did. And the next day, I brought my 5-year-old daughter, Eleanor, and my 2-year-old daughter, Tilly Jane, back to this wooded section of Big Fin Hill Park. Now I should add at this point that Eleanor had been on two wheels since she was 3 years old. At 2.5, however, Tilly Jane still hadn't weaned herself off the training wheels. And mountain biking is a hard thing to do when you've got a pair of training wheels attached to your bike. So Tilly Jane goes in the bike trailer.
Here we go. Hold on to your seatbelt. There we go, Tilly Jane. Woo! 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 Yes, it is really fun.
Fin Hill added more than 15,000 people to Kirkland's population, and I was curious about what kinds of people they are.
I think it was a Finn population. Yeah. It was a Scandinavian population that settled here originally, I believe, but best to talk to the historical experts down at the Heritage Society, perhaps, to get a little bit more background on that.
So I did, and I discovered that Jeff was mostly right. Fin Hill was first settled by, Finns, back in the early part of the century. Just one Finnish immigrant family lived in the area back in 1880. By 1920, however, more than 70 Finnish families had migrated to the place they called Juanita. Loita Hawkinson, a historian at the Heritage Society, believes many of them responded to a leaflet advertising cheap land. Finns are sort of known worldwide for their love of saunas. The ones who traveled from Scandinavia to the Pacific Northwest in the early 1900s brought that love with them. In 1915, 39 of the Hill's 55 households had their own sauna, even though most didn't even have a shed for their cows. The other love of Fin Hill was the community hall, where families would gather monthly for dancing, plays, and potlucks. The hall burned down 3 times, most recently in 1953, and twice neighbors banded together to rebuild it. Nowadays, neighbors band together to rebuild the Denny Creek watershed and its banks. Each year, Fin Hill residents congregate at O.O. Denny Park for the Denny Creek Neighborhood Alliance picnic.
Well, Denny Fest has taken place for years in one rendition or another down at O.O. Denny Park, where neighbors are just invited to get together, start out as a little potluck sort of thing, but now it's becoming much more of a bigger celebration. We have live bands, 3 to 4 live bands providing music. We've got a chili contest, very popular. You have 10 or 12 people putting together their homemade chili and putting it out there for people to taste. Dessert competition. We've got exhibits, environmental exhibits. Of course, 2 years ago, we introduced a dog competition that's just taken off. A lot of dogs around Fin Hill. And so we put them through their paces a little bit, and we throw out some trophies and ribbons to see who's up to speed there. A big dog competition that'll be taking place. This all takes place on Sunday, September 18th, this year, down at O.O. Denny Park, right on Lake Washington. Last year we invited some neighborhood artists to come in and set up booths. There's a big artist population up here. You may be familiar with the Mother's Day art tour. Well, it certainly includes part of Finn Hill because we have a lot of artists up here. So a big celebration, a terrific time. Hope for good weather. Last year it was threatening rain 10 minutes before, but the clouds moved ahead, and we had a beautiful day, and we look forward to the same this year. And now with Finn Hill becoming part of Kirkland, we're exploring formation of a neighborhood association up here. The first question, of course, was how many neighborhoods are we on Finn Hill? And it will be, as it stands today, it will be the largest neighborhood in Kirkland from a geographic standpoint and from a population standpoint. So some thought was that, well, then automatically it should be divided. But at the same time, the unique characteristics of Finn Hill suggest to me that it's quite appropriate to be a single neighborhood. You've got Juanita Drive splitting the Finn Hill geographic area. Along Juanita Drive, you've got your little bit of commercial area, you've got your schools, you've got your churches, all within close proximity of Juanita Drive. And that's what brings everybody together. So I think it's more appropriate to have Finn Hill as one neighborhood. And for now, that's how we're going.
Nice story. Thanks, Christian. And we've come to a quick end of this episode. You can always get your Currently Kirkland fix on demand from the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. Please keep us in mind if you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments. Send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching. Go enjoy our short summer weather before it's gone.